live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, Level 5 restrictions are to be extended until April the 5th. The highly contagious variant of coronavirus first detected in South Africa has been identified in Northern Ireland. The Health Watchdog has published a report on infection prevention and control at Letterkenny University Hospital. And yet another car has been abandoned on satellite in Inishowen. Those stories do follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin coming up at about 5:15. First news, the Taoiseach will give an address to the nation at around 6 o'clock this evening on the updated Living with COVID plan. It's expected to set out the timeline for reopening schools alongside an extension of the Level 5 restrictions. Political correspondent Sean Defoe reports.
At around 6 o'clock this evening, Taoiseach Micheál Martin will descend the steps of government buildings to give another address to the nation. He'll announce an extension of Level 5 lockdown until April 5th, saying it's too early to consider reopening. But the Taoiseach will provide dates for the phased reopening of schools and childcare services starting next week. The rest of the plan will be nothing like what we've seen from Boris Johnson, whose government provided a clear pathway out of restrictions with dates yesterday. Instead, it will focus on the process of getting the number of cases down and the number of vaccinations up, which Sinn Féin's health spokesman David Colnan thinks is broadly the right approach.
Obviously, dates are important. I think what's more important is how we can get there and what tools that we have to ensure that we can keep the numbers low.
Meanwhile, Health Minister Stephen Donnelly is under fire after wrongly casting doubt over the reopening of schools in a TV interview last night. Labour leader Alan Kelly saying it puts a question mark over his competency.
And remember, this is the minister who's in charge of the health service, who's in charge of vaccinations, who's now in charge of quarantine.
An update on the vaccine rollout plan and the priority list for vaccination is also expected this evening. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, with Level 5 restrictions set to be extended, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle believes very few lessons have been learnt by the government in tackling COVID-19 over the past number of months.
We've basically lost a full year where the government hasn't learned anything in terms of dealing with COVID and dealing with this crisis. And we're back at the same spot again now that we were in around May, June last year. And that's depressing. And that's really sad. Like, I mean, that we should be in this situation. The meat plants should have been dealt with and people should have been protected. The workers need protection. But the only people that seem to need protection by this government is the meat factory owners. And they're the people that are benefiting from this fiasco that's going on. And we're 12 months down the road and we still haven't learned and we haven't put in place the protections that would be necessary. And the ultimate thing you do is you close down the airports and you make sure that everybody coming into the country quarantines for 2 weeks to make sure that they're clear of any virus. That's simple. Then that could prevent all this happening in the first place. But here we are 12 months later and we still haven't learned that.
Extending the period between doses of COVID vaccines should be considered to increase the numbers of people vaccinated. That's the view of one leading health expert who says evidence is emerging of the significant protection afforded by just one shot. Professor of Medicine at University College Dublin, Jack Lambert, says the experience in other countries should be looked at.
The UK and also the data coming out of Israel is saying, Jesus, that might be a good strategy if we have a shortage of vaccine. You can get twice as many people vaccinated in a quick way, and that is the light at the end of the tunnel, is we'll get the numbers down when more people are vaccinated.
The highly contagious variant of coronavirus first detected in South Africa has been identified in Northern Ireland. There are 3 confirmed cases and contact tracing is now underway. Health officials insist the risk of transmission at the moment is low, but says it highlights the need for continued caution. A further 5 COVID-related deaths have been reported in Northern Ireland today, along with 225 positive cases. 376 patients are currently being treated in hospital for the virus in the north, 48 in ICU. Concerns have been raised over the backlog of women awaiting a breast screening appointment. It's been announced today that routine breast screening is due to resume this week, with appointments sent out to eligible women dated the 8th of March. Breast screening restarted in October after it was paused due to COVID-19. However, it was operating a reduced service since the beginning of January due to unprecedented levels of the virus within the community. DACC chairperson Betty Holmes says while it's positive that it is resuming, action needs to be taken to tackle the lengthy waiting lists.
There's some concerns within it because if we look at how long the waiting list has been when the service actually was halted at the start of the pandemic last year, you know, the waiting list has to be really, really long. And that shouldn't get lost, and I suppose, in amongst the good news, you know. But the reality is that the screening service is scheduled to start again on the 8th of March. We're told that the radiographers have all had their vaccinations, you know, that the mobile vans and units have been upgraded to meet infection control and physical distancing. So overall, it's all good news. But the reality is for us, I suppose, in Donegal and Sligo and surrounding areas, we need to make sure that the unit now is operational full-time, Catherine, and it doesn't happen like what happened before, that it was going to be open 2-3 days a week. With the existing backlog and the long waiting list, that unit needs to be operational 6 days a week. And for us in DACC, we will actually be following up on that, you know. And again, a very important message, I suppose, in the context of breast check and for us in DACC, screening, breast check screening is for healthy people, women who have no symptoms. So if any woman has any symptoms that she's worried about, in the first instance, you should contact your GP. You know, that shouldn't get lost in among that message either.
Gardaí have confirmed that they attended a premises in Bonkrana last week, which was found to be in breach of COVID-19 regulations. Gardaí engaged with those present at the premises, which is believed to be a gym. They say where Gardaí identified potential breaches of public health regulations, a file is prepared for the DPP in each case, or a fixed payment notice is issued where appropriate. The Health Watchdog has published a report on infection prevention and control at Letterkenny University Hospital. Two wards were inspected in the hospital, one ward on the COVID-19 pathway and one on the non-COVID-19 pathway. Improvements were required around the hygiene of equipment in one ward. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Overall, the inspection identified that Letterkenny University Hospital was substantially compliant. Improvements were required, though, in the governance and management arrangements for the prevention and control of healthcare-associated infection at the hospital. Documented governance arrangements viewed by inspectors had not been finalised. However, these arrangements and changes made to the governance structures at the onset of the pandemic were understood and articulated by staff in discussions with inspectors. The hospital was also working on ways to ensure compliance with updated HSE guidance relating to pre-triage assessment in the emergency department. Inspectors assessed two clinical areas with differing age profiles and infrastructure. The Medical 3 ward, a newer build, was well maintained and generally clean, while the Orthopaedic ward had an older infrastructure and general wear and tear was evident. Deficiencies in ward maintenance in the older hospital wards can potentially contribute to outbreaks. HICWA has advised that the hospital address the maintenance issues already identified by the hospital and seen by inspectors to ensure the patient environment facilitates effective cleaning in line with national guidelines and standards. Improvements were also required in the management of patient equipment on the orthopaedic ward.
Yet another car has been abandoned and set alight in Inishowen. The latest incident happened at Gortnamara, Carndonagh, on Friday morning last at around 12:40 a.m. An appeal over the high level of similar incidents across the peninsula was made by Gardaí just last week. Anyone with any information in relation to this most recent incident is being urged to contact Gardaí in Bunkrana. Garda Grainne Doherty has been reminding the sellers of old cars of their responsibility.
The matter will now be fully investigated. The chassis number will be obtained from the car, registered owner will be contacted. And Sergeant Anderson spoke in relation to this last week, as I mentioned. I just want to reiterate also what she said last week, saying as there has been another incident now in the past few days in relation to sellers of cars and their obligations, you know, and it is happening. You know, people are selling their cars, and as Sergeant Anderson said, they're delighted to get rid of the car, more or less, you know, and they sell, they hand off the logbook with the car. Everybody's a winner as far as they're concerned, but The danger is, should a serious incident occur further down the line involving this car, you know, that has been sold, the logbook's been handed over with the car, prosecutions may take place then. The registered owner will be sought out. It is a criminal offence. It's important when you're selling a car, you always, the vehicle registration cert, the reverse side of it must be fully completed. You must satisfy yourself to the identity of the buyer, ask them for their driving licence, check their name, address, have them sign it, you sign it, and the onus is on the seller always to send that book to Shannon to have the vehicle re-registered in the new owner's name. They're fully responsible for that car. And again, it's an awful waste of emergency services. These cars being burnt out. Yep. You know, fire services that possibly could have another call to attend, that they're pulled away to incidents such as these. You know, it's an awful waste of resources.
The use of Gardaí to transport people to and supervise people mandatory hotel quarantine would not be the optimal use of limited Garda resources, according to the policing authority. In its latest report on the performance of Garda Síochána during the COVID crisis, it says they may have a role in responding to incidents at those facilities. The report notes that 5,784 fixed charges had been issued by Gardaí for breaches of COVID-19 regulations. Approximately 85% of those fines were issued to people leaving their homes without a reasonable excuse. It's been revealed that there were more council homes delivered in Donegal in 2002 than in all of the past 11 years. In 2002, 560 council homes were built or acquired across Donegal, while the total figure for 2010 up to 2020 was 543. The data also shows that from the start of 2000 through to the end of 2009, 2,604 council homes were built or acquired in the county. The research was carried out by Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin. He says it's clear that there's been an outright collapse.
Rather than build permanent homes for families across Donegal, we've been paying for private rental homes. And it has to stop. This policy has left, and as public representatives, we deal with this at the cold face. We're constantly, you know, every day, we're dealing with families who want to have that permanent roof over their head, that security that was there in the past.
Are there not, though, a number of other factors behind the reason for the decline in social housing in Donegal? Like, we do know that the country generally entered a recession in and around that time.
Well, you could maybe forgive for a few years, but you can't in any way forgive for an entire decade of, you know, refusing to invest. And indeed, what we need to see in the next number of years is returning and indeed increasing on the levels from 2000 to 2009. And there's no sense of that. There's no sense of the urgency that's required. So this is a real ongoing crisis, an intentional crisis of government failure, and it has to change.
And you have released this data against the backdrop of another crisis that the country is facing currently, the COVID-19 pandemic. Like, really and truly, do you foresee this being remedied into the years ahead, when we don't even know what COVID and the impact that will have on the economy?
Well, we know that last year it did put a freeze on the house building programme. But when I look at the numbers in terms of the that can be built in Donegal, that Donegal County Council currently can do, I think it's around 160 at the very most that could be delivered this year. And that's nowhere near enough.
Sport in Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up for home workouts at michaelmurphysports.ie with free nationwide delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. We'll start with rugby, and Jonathan Sexton concedes that he may not be around for the next World Cup in 2023. The Ireland captain set to return to action against Italy this weekend, having been forced to sit out the defeat to France. The 35-year-old is on the verge of agreeing what's believed to be a new one-year deal with Leinster. Sexton says he still wants to keep on playing.
For the moment, I'm still motivated. I hope that my teammates and coaches see how motivated I am to train well every day and then to keep going. And whenever that is, like, I can't say I'm going to play for, because no one knows. You can be 24, 25 years of age and get an injury and you're finished, like, then, you know what I mean? So it's, at the moment I'm contracted for this season and nearly contracted for next season. Hopefully stay and we'll see what happens.
Earlier today, the IRFU confirmed the entire squad remains COVID-free ahead of their trip to Rome. And the latest round of PCR testing on the French squad has returned no new positives. Six Nations organisers will decide tomorrow if Sunday's game with Scotland can still go ahead. The French Rugby Federation are adamant they won't be seeking a postponement. In soccer, Everton have had Planham approved for their new proposed stadium by Liverpool City Council. The club wants to build a new 53,000 capacity ground at the city's Bramley Moor Dock. On the pitch tonight, Chelsea there in Champions League action. Thomas Tuchel takes charge of the Blues in Europe for the first time as they take on Atletico Madrid. The last 16 leg has been played in Bucharest due to travel restrictions. Elsewhere tonight, Lazio, they host holders Bayern Munich. Both those games kick off at 8 o'clock. While at 6 o'clock, there's one game in the Premier League tonight. Leeds, they're entertaining Southampton at Elland Road. In the Championship tonight, there's six games down for decision. The leaders, Norwich City, they travel to play Birmingham. Derby County host Huddersfield Town. Middlesbrough play Bristol City. Luton, they're up against Millwall. Rotherham play Nottingham Forest. And bottom club, Wickham Wanderers, they play Reading. In the Irish Premiership, there's four games down for decision tonight. Coleraine, they're at Carrick. Dungannon play Glenavon. The big game of the night sees leaders Linfield host Glentoran, while Cliftonville, they play Ballymena United. In some other news, former Manchester United, Leeds and Scotland defender Gordon McQueen has been diagnosed with vascular dementia. His family has released a statement saying they've chosen to tell people as raising awareness may help others in similar situations. They go on to say how McQueen wants footballers of today's generation to know there may be risks with persistent heading of the ball. The news comes after his former teammate Jack Charlton and the 1966 World Cup winner Nobby Stiles died last year with the condition. Back at home, St Pat's, they continue to build for the new season. Young West Ham midfielder Alfie Lewis joins on loan until the end of June, while Stephen O'Donnell's also signed former Dundalk defender Paddy Barrett. In snooker, after the highs of the Welsh Open victory on Sunday, Jordan Brown returns to action tonight. The Antrim man faces John Higgins in the first round of the Players' Championship in Milton Keynes. Brown and Higgins help get this evening's session underway at 7 o'clock. Also playing tonight are Ronnie O'Sullivan. He's up against Ding Junhui. It's the first to six frames goes through in that. Earlier on today, Neil Robertson, he went through to the quarterfinals of that Players' Championships. The Aussie defeated Liu Ning by 6-1. On the other table, Jack Lazowski, he defeated Martin Gould by 6-3. In golf, a limited number of fans will be allowed to return for golf's PGA Championship in South Carolina. 10,000 supporters will be allowed into the event at Kiawah Island in May. It's the second time the tournament has been held at this venue, with Rory McIlroy winning back in 2012. And finally for this evening, horse racing, Ireland has announced that last Thursday's meeting at Clonmel, which was cancelled due to waterlogging, will now take place on Tuesday the 9th of March. The meeting will be an all-hurdle bumper card commencing at 2:25. That's all your sport for this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And returning to some news, a car has been damaged during an incident of criminal damage in Ballybofey. The incident happened on Friday morning last at around 6 a.m. in the Blue Cedars estate. A resident heard a loud bang outside, and when they exited the house, they discovered that a flower pot had been smashed and damage had been caused to their car. Anyone who was in the area and who observed the incident or anyone with information is being urged to contact Gardaí in Letterkenny. A petition appealing for a relaxation of restrictions on outdoor activities for school-aged children in March has been launched by two members of Burt GAA Club. The motion, in light of updated living with COVID plan details set to be published tonight, highlights the detrimental effect lockdown is having on children. The letter stressed that there are no confirmed transmissions of COVID-19 through the participation in outdoor sport. Local journalist Damien Dowds is one of the members who put forward the motion. He told today's 9 till noon show that the effects of lockdown are evident in children.
Much and all, I will take them outside and kick around or puck around with them outside. Like, you know, they just don't get the same out of it as they get when they're able to train with their friends. Like, you know, so, you know, you can just see they're not anywhere near as enthusiastic for it. They'll do it all right, and, you know, kicking around with daddy's all right, you know, but the buzz that they get from their friends is just on a whole different scale. And you know, it's even the kind of the emotional benefit and the kind of the psychological benefit they get from doing that is inestimable. And you can see the children, and you know, and I speak to lots of other coaches and so on, other parents, like, and I mean, we can all see the way the children are withdrawn into themselves because of the lack of social interaction they have. Now, hopefully later today we are going to hear talks like schools are going to open, and that is the number one priority, and our petition does say that as well. I mean, that is the number one priority. That must be done above all else in terms of wins. But, you know, hopefully along with that, once the children are back in schools, like, you know, hopefully the government plan and the, you know, with methods approval, we'll be able to facilitate the return of training for winds, like collective training outdoors.
A Donegal senator has told the Agriculture Minister that while climate change needs to be tackled, a balance needs to be reached to support farmers in the process. Speaking during statements on the National Climate and Air Roadmap for the agriculture sector, Senator Eileen Flynn told the Seanad that small farmers are the backbone of the agriculture sector in Ireland and therefore must be looked after. She says it's a way of life for many and that can't be overlooked.
To make this work, we must make sure our farmers, and especially our small farmers, are given the resources they need to work. They put food on their tables by making sure we're able to put food in ours. Minister, as a Dublin woman, I never knew the value of farming. But when I moved to Donegal, living with small farmers and knowing the livelihood that many, it's their way of life.
Police in Derry City and Strabane are reminding people to stay safe online following recent reports from parents concerned about internet chat sites. Sergeant Adrian Brogan says while the internet can be great for allowing children to stay connected to friends, researching for schoolwork or playing games, it's still important to ensure that the sites they are accessing are safe and appropriate. Weather now, cloudy this evening with scattered showers tonight, staying breezy with fresh southerly winds strong along the coast, and it will be a mild night with lowest temperatures of 7 to 9 degrees. Just to have a look at the closing headlines, the Taoiseach will give an address to the nation at around 6 o'clock on the updated Living with COVID plan. It's expected to set out the timetable for reopening schools alongside an extension of the Level 5 restrictions. Meanwhile, the highly contagious variant of coronavirus first detected in South Africa has been identified in Northern Ireland. There are three confirmed cases and contact tracing is now underway. The Health Watchdog has published a report on infection prevention and control in Letterkenny University Hospital. Two wards were inspected in the hospital, one ward on the COVID-19 pathway and one on the non-COVID-19 pathway. Improvements were required around the hygiene of equipment in one ward. And yet another car has been abandoned and set alight in Inishowen. The latest incident happened at Gorton Amara Carndonagh on Friday morning last at around 12:40 a.m. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice is for this Tuesday evening, February the 23rd. The death has taken place of Catherine McKeever, née Higgerty, Campbellstown, Ballymaleel, Letterkenny. Remains reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:15, going to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Letterkenny, via the Culf Course Road and Maharrenan for 11 o'clock funeral mass, which can be viewed on facebook.com/Irish Martyrs. Interment afterwards in Comal Cemetery. Family flowers only, donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Irish Kidney Association, care of any family member. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The death has occurred in Romford, Essex, England, of Maisie Scott, formerly of Ballyheron, Kilmacrenan. Cremation will take place in South Essex. Service of remembrance and celebration of life will take place in Kilmacrenan Presbyterian Church at a later date, followed by the interment of ashes in the adjoining graveyard. The death has taken place of Patsy Crawford to Roddy Remelton. Remains will repose at her home. Requiem Mass tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock in St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Funeral Mass and Rosary can be viewed on MCM Media / St Joseph's Church, Rathmullen. The death has taken place of Monica O'Kane to St Julian's Bray Oma, formerly of Ohaleague Oma. Monica's wake and funeral are private due to current restrictions. Requiem Mass can be viewed online via the Cabot Parish webcam on Thursday morning at 10 o'clock. Family flowers only, with donations in lieu of desire to NI Air Ambulance, care of Sean O'Kane and sons. The death has taken place of Dara Hodgson, Argrania Court, Stranorler and formerly Saltpans Rathmullen. Remains will repose at his former residence in Saltpans Rathmullen. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 12 noon in St Joseph's Church Rathmullen, with burial afterwards in Rathmullen Cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family only, with a maximum of 10 people only. Rosary tonight at 9 o'clock. Requiem Mass and Rosary can be viewed on MCM Media/St Joseph's Church Rathmullen. The death has taken place of Kathleen Nee, formerly Harris, 3 Oak Park Convoy. Remains will be reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there at 22:11 tomorrow morning, going to St Mary's Church Convoy for 11 o'clock at Funeral Mass. Interment afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy. Family flowers only, please. In compliance with government and HSE guidelines, wake, funeral and interment are strictly private to immediate family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. And the death has taken place in Manchester of Rose McDermott, Roe, Nay Kearney, Slixton, Manchester and formerly Chernileek, Carndonagh. Funeral taking place in Manchester on Thursday afternoon in St John's RC Church at 1:15, with burial immediately after. Mass can be viewed live on St John's RC Church Facebook page.